Okay, welcome to July 18th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And in case you're wondering, no, I am not a history teacher. I'm just another dude with a microphone and a tool shed in my backyard that I converted into a recording studio. I do the show because I love America. So with that in mind, let's start the show off with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everyone stand up. Put our right hands over our hearts and face the flags and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice! Now on to today's show. We'll talk about the Second Battle of Marne.
We'll wish a happy birthday to aviator John Glenn.
Ted Kennedy loses his car in a river. And Jersey Joe Walcott becomes the oldest to win the boxing heavyweight title. Alright, so now let's do this! 1918. Second Battle of Marne. France, the US, the UK, and Italy v. the German Empire. The result? Decisive Allied victory. Not to mention the last German offensive on the Western Front. To quote WorldWar1.com, the American Expeditionary Force, with over 250,000 men fighting under overall French command, played key roles both in the initial defense and later advances. In the Second Battle of Marne, with 30,000 killed and wounded, the United States started suffering casualties on the enormous scale usually associated with the battles of the Great War. By early July 1918, it became obvious that the Germans would not be able to launch more than one other great attack. And by now, it was generally assumed that if the Germans did attack, the fight would surely go down in Champagne. Ferdinand Foch, French leader of the Allies, authorized a counteroffensive on the 18th of July and initiated 24 divisions of the French army, along with the Americans, UK, and Italian troops. Once the American troops arrived, ding, ding, it was on. The Allied reserves were now ready for the counterattack, and as expected by the High Council, the Champagne front managed to hold the line with the troops already there. French General Charles the Butcher Mangin and his 10th Army, as well as the 6th Army, led the attack, advancing 5 miles on the first day alone. The French 5th Army and 9th Army, meanwhile, launched subsidiary attacks in the west. By the 20th of July, the Germans retreated. 1921, happy birthday, aviator, engineer, astronaut, and U.S. Senator from Ohio, John Glenn. What a slacker, huh? You realize this guy once circled planet Earth 3 times? If I try and circle around anything 3 times, I'm gonna pass out. But that's me. He didn't just circle the Earth, though. John Glenn was the first American to orbit the Earth during the space race with the Soviet Union. Born on this day, 1921, in Ohio, Glenn left college to fight as a Marine pilot in World War II, then Korea, where he shot down 3 MiG-15 aircrafts and received tons of awards. After Korea, Glenn set his first record when he flew from LA to New York in less than 3.5 hours. In 1959, NASA chose Glenn and 6 astronauts to fly on the Mercury spacecraft. After being part of the Mercury 7, Glenn flew the Friendship 7 mission. And that, my friends, is when he became the first American to orbit our beloved planet. After receiving dozens of awards and medals, he was inducted into the United States Astronauts Hall of Fame. John Glenn resigned and began a life of politics in Ohio, where he served as a Democratic senator from 1970 to 1999. Yes, 4 terms, folks. And as if that weren't amazing enough, before he finished his term on October 29, 1998, at age 77 years old, John Glenn was launched into space one more time, this time as part of the Discovery team that spent 9 days out there, making John the oldest person to ever do so. John Glenn passed away December 8, 2016. What a life. Happy birthday, John. 1969. Ted Kennedy loses control of his car and loses his passenger on Chappaquiddick Island. Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts, according to his testimony, was driving his Oldsmobile along with his passenger, 28-year-old Mary Jo Kopechny, from a party when he accidentally drove it off a wooden bridge into a tide-swept pond. Kennedy was able to get out of the car, but Mary Jo wasn't. He allegedly tried to look for her, but couldn't find her. Meanwhile, she was in the car the whole time. For some reason, he didn't report the incident until the morning, and his car and Mary Jo were found sunk to the bottom, just like Ted's chances for presidency. Or, as National Lampoon said, "Hey Ted, are you gonna run for president?" Ted, "I'll drive off that bridge when I get to it." Oh, I didn't just say that. Yes, I did. Another thing about that incident, Ted's wife blamed her subsequent miscarriage on the incident, so I suppose it could be argued that it caused two deaths. On July 25th, Kennedy pleaded guilty to leaving the scene of an accident, and although his chances of becoming president were nil, he was able to serve as U.S. Senator of Massachusetts. And finally, in boxing news, 1951, Jersey Joe Walcott at age 37 became the oldest to win a heavyweight championship.
So that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for July 18th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, it is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. I've got this cool website you got to take a look at called joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on there, and let me know what your thoughts are on the comment board. World War I fans, what was your takeaway from the Battle of Marne? Anything you care to add?
How about that John Glenn, huh? I guess some people are just born to do everything in one lifetime.
What about the Ted Kennedy story? What's your thoughts on that? Boxing fans, was winning the heavyweight title at age 37 Walcott's crowning achievement? If not, what was? So yeah, let me know what you think. And be sure to check out tomorrow's show. America Bombs Rome, The Colt Revolver, Lizzie Borden, Frank Sinatra, and the great friendship between George Washington Carver and Henry Ford. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can check me out on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle, by the way, is JDUSHL. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you then.